No, I don't know, because I tell you, I never have had a horse.
What about to get a horse started, you tell him?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And to back him up?
I reckon that you'd have to say, I don't know.
What do you think you'd say?
I don't know. I really don't know.
How would you call sheep?
Now that's out of my line of business altogether.
What about hogs?
Sure. Pig, pig. Here, piggy, 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 piggy. Here. Sue. I don't know.
What about chickens?
Oh, you just call them here. You call them bitty bitty. I don't know. I've called them, but I forgot.
And something kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples. You have several layers of apples and then several strips of dough on top of that. Put down a layer of apples and some strips of dough and some more apples. You'd call that a...
Well, now, we always call that an apple fruit cake.
What all would you have in the apple fruit cake?
Well, not too much of anything, but, you know, we'd have the... It's dried apples. It's not... And you cook them just enough to make them smear, spread them on that. It's the best thing. That apple fruit cake's better than a real fruit cake.
Would you have anything else in them besides apples?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of an apple cobbler?
Oh, Lordy, yeah. I have apple cobblers here once in a while. Uh-huh. I like them.
Did you ever hear of a family pie or a deep apple pie?
A what?
A deep apple pie.
Mm-mm.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call a
knick-knack.
Okay. And you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a... What would you call it, a sauce or a gravy or a dip?
Sauce, I reckon.
And you say, this morning at 6 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I ate my breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I'd already...
Had breakfast.
I'd already...
Ate breakfast.
And if you were thirsty, you'd go over to the sink and pour yourself a...
Glass of water, I reckon.
Okay. And you'd say, if the glass fell off the sink, you'd say it had done what? It had, that glass had been...
It broke.
Okay, so somebody had what the glass? Somebody had...
Knocked the glass off, I reckon.
And you tell someone, you better not walk in here because a glass has been...
Broke, and you get the glass in your feet.
Okay. And... If you were thirsty, you'd say, a glass of water.
I drank a glass of water, or I want a glass of water.
Okay, and you'd ask me, how much have you
drank?
And if dinner was on the table, and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them to go ahead and...
Sit down.
So you'd say, so he went ahead and he what down?
Let's sit down.
Okay, you'd say... Nobody else was standing because they had all...
Sit down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
I don't know.
You say, well, don't wait until something's passed to you. Just go ahead
and... Ask for it. Ask for it.
Okay. Or go ahead and what yourself.
And reach it. Reach it.
Did you ever say help yourself or take some?
Oh yeah, help yourself.